Get ready for a nice helping of nostalgia as we head on back to the 80s. I am the Golden Child host, Darian, and it's time to revisit Thursday, May 11th. 1989.
Do you love your iPad but hate typing on it? Have you always wanted to use your iPad for everything? Steve from TouchFire here. We invented the most innovative iPad accessory. It's a case, a keyboard, a sound booster, and a magnetic mount combined together in a thin, sleek, yet highly protective package. Time magazine calls it ingenious. TouchFire is normally $69.99, but today we're offering a 10% radio discount. Go to touchfire.com on the web and use coupon code RADIO3. Get your TouchFire now.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
And test out Dear John when he conducts adult education.
Oh, I do my homework.
Thursday.
It was Thursday, the 11th of May, in 1989. A beautiful spring day. The sun was shining and the birds were singing. And it was all time for the network sweeps. And there were some good gems on that night. All new episodes of The Cosby Show, The Equalizer, and L.A. Law. It was time to break out the tissue, because at 9 p.m. ABC aired the 217th and final episode of Dynasty, episode titled Catch 22. But come on, it wasn't all sad times. Bon Jovi was at the top of the pop charts with I'll Be There For You, and the Judds were doing their thing in country music with Young Love, Strong Love. And that's it for another one, 80s friends. If you'll excuse me, G.I. Joe has sent me on a special mission to pick up Cobra's coffee, and I'll chat with you next time on another 80s flashback.